son of this father, son of that father. The arguments we get in John's gospel can be a little confusing as they loop and loop around, usually around centrally Jesus's identity, his relationship with the Father. Just when we're ready to say, okay, we got it, that's enough, maybe even ask for birth certificates to be pulled out to inspect for any trace of Abraham after all, Jesus gets us to the point. If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works of Abraham. But now, you're trying to kill me. We can put ourselves forward in the best light. But Jesus is saying, it's less about those words, that appearance, more about that action. To put it another way, want to know what you serve? Check your calendar and bank account, right? Your time and your money, they tell the story. Obviously, we have a lot of time on our hands these days. Obviously, some of us are really beginning to hurt in the money department. Even if we can show the way we're supporting each other by embracing takeout at every possible chance, maybe here's a good time and money story this morning at St. Rita. With us at Mass today is newly moved in Emmaus House member Claire Gallagher. You can find her in the eighth pew, safely distanced from everyone else. She didn't pay for this mention this morning. That's not the money part. Her rent primarily is. But here's someone focusing her resources in such a way that she's excited about living in a community with other young adults, supporting each other in faith, going out into the world in good works. We welcome you, Claire, but more than that, we're grateful for you. A movement during this dead-end season of Lent, we receive encouragement from. We receive reflection back, hopefully, on ourselves. Our works reveal what we value. As Jesus might put it today, they reveal whose child we really are.